Shirayin Beis and Gittin, Yud Beis Sivan Hei Tov Shalom, Tess, June 7, 1979, and Thursday continue.
So one says that the reason is why Eschelov possible is because since the Torah says Lochem, so Lochem implies that there has to be a heterachil, and all there is no heterachil, that's considered Lochem. V'chadomar she'im v'dimom. So Rashi says v'dimom, she'im v'yishov v'pute, v'yisur anoy, hilkach lav she Lochem. So, on one hand, Rashi says that the top of the she'im v'dimom is because it is Ramoye, so it's not Lohem. But Rashi emphasizes the fact she is Shomer Putin. So from Rashi it's Mashma that the Ramoye is not Mutka Bias altogether. If Rashi would that the Ramoye is Maya Bias altogether, why does Rashi have to emphasize the fact that it's worth less than Putin? Suppose somebody owns a match, and if you want a match in a store, you would have to pay less than Putin. So, would that mean that he is not a buyer of the match? He certainly is a buyer. There is no halacha that you cannot say a chet. In a small piece, in an insignificant piece of paper that is worth less than Putin. Rashi here emphasizes the fact that you cannot create it. You cannot be less shalom, because he is for Sbanoye. He doesn't tell you Shabbos and Putin. So that is not considered lochem. So lochem implies it has to have a substantial worth, a substantial value. What is called substantial put? Less than put is not substantial. But if Rashi Shita had been that the Suranoi is moving up by the soldier, Rashi should mention pute or not pute. Then, does anyone have, I think we need the Mori Krishna, does anyone have the Mori Krishna here? Why? So Tesha says, Peirush with the Shikisuramo, Vintema, Ramay, and Kodeshes, Hoshon, on Ismail, Shalom, Kinara Hano, say, Kinboma, be fairly Koshon. So Tesha says, Kashi, why is it in Kodeshes? Why? Because it's Ramoye, but there is a way of enjoying the Suramo. If he's Nene, Shalom, Kinara Hano, say, if his name is Shaloi, Kidera Hanose, let's say, if it is an ole, and he uses the ole as a medicine, Shaloi Kidera Hanose, so it's muta. many rishonim say that the rabbanon mitzvah of shalikta hamosol. There are some rishonim say that shalikta hamosol is unwilling to interview the rabbanon. So how do we see from this discussion? And then you will see a bit more from this aspect. But from the kasha itself, you can deduce that this rishita is not like the rashi. Because the Rashi Shite is that the Shulchan is moved by the Ram Shite. There's the Ram Shite. So remember, what kind of a kasha is it? It's in the Reshes, even though you can enjoy it, Shulchan Kidara Hanoson. But it's moved by this. He has to give his own kesset, not kesset that is half kera. If it's moved by this, so it means Israel. Israel is less.
Because it's
almost
like the
Ram.
So it's not.
Right, okay, alright. So the male in the kasha, since it's possible that that way, so the male it's not out koye, so the male it's not out koye violence, alright. So Jesus gives the terrors, the each lema, the kal maile, the rekish of the put, eloki tera hanos, that's one terror. Iname, the each lema, the maile shabdi, the ikish of the put, afshaloiki tera hanos, the kopo kim kim shoyisho suho, shiyisho lehem is tera hanoson. They indicate with some chedai day the habit of shittos. So it is not good. But from both to guilty, you can deduce that it's a shitty means that the Surah is not moved by this. The first that is that Jews can enjoy it, Chalikidah Hamasom, but this Mishnah is referenced to a case where the Hamoye, Chalikidah Hamasom, does not have the value of a Buddha. And if the Hamoye of Chalikidah Hamasom, it would have the value of a good for the parents of the bulk. If it is a small quantity of the Suranoye, so the melee to have Shaliki Dara Hanoson wouldn't cost a good. But if it's a lot, so then Shaliki Dara Hanoson would have the value, would have the value of a good. So it's a kind of foundation first that the case of is that it's not moved up by this. And from second direct, certainly. Second Clement so says the reason why it's a little ashes is because he shall be some fataiva. So it's not of any chisom in the Israel itself. It's only because of the subjective reason. Because he shall be some fataiva. But we see, so the case of Shite is that Israel is not moved by this. Now, Rashi Shite is, so on one hand we have the Shite of the Rashi going around that Israel is moved by this. Then Teisa Shibin Dushin is that Israel is not moved by this. Israel is not moved by this. Rashi Shite in Sukhi Dachamadei, when Rashi explained the Mandoma, who says, Shalom is possible because of the Shem of the moment, so he says, Shem Shem Pute, Israel is in Kabab Shalom. So Rashi emphasizes the fact that Lohem requires a substantial value of money. But if Rashi should have been that it's moved by violence altogether, so it's certainly not Lohem. So why does he have to say, because he doesn't tell Shem Pute? And then, now, so from Rashi, it's also Mashma that it's not moved of violence. It's only moved of Lohem. Alright, then the Gemara continues. My time, why shall all the possible? We need more free about the Hamas. Hadom should be the Achille, Hadom should be the moment. Because all the time of Mandy Boy at the Achille will be the moment. Mandy Boy at the moment will be the Achille. Nan shall Tumat Mayo. So, we should be Mandy Boy at the Achille Shabbat. Because Tumat Mayo is also the Achille. And if Lohem implies that one should have a Heter Achille, so Tumat Mayo, even though it's not also Mandy Boy, but Heter Achille there is. So it's not Lohem. El, Mandy Boy at the moment. And the more assume that Mandoma who mentioned the time of the moment, he rejects the time of Ibrahim Achille. So the male to what male should be kosher. In essence, Amaya and Sintax Achille. Elos, of course, Behetar Achille to Albert Tilly. So both Rafi Baromi and Rabasi are both made that if the essence has no Behetar Achille, so then it's not kosher, because then it's not kosher. But the machlekes is, suppose a heter achille intends, and what he doesn't tell the dimo, mal, kol bet achille baume tuidu, kip tuidu dimo, mal soba heter achille bino dimo, loy bino, mal soba dimo me, name bino. So the mele, eschik shalom, is certainly possible because he doesn't tell the heter achille. And I'm dead, everybody agrees. But, one Mandoma says that in addition to the halacha of Petrachile, there is a halacha of Dimame. So Mele, and one says there is no requirement of Dimame. What's Nafkimine? Nafkimine is Eskri Shomais Hashem. According to Mandola, that Eskri, that Mais Hashem is Momikomeya. So the Mandola who says that we only require Petrachile and Mais Hashem, Yoshalayim, Hezeta. So it's kosher. According to Mandola, that we require Dimame. So the name of my sashim is Momogovei, I don't tell you more. So anyway, from Rashi's pshat it's mashma that Yisra'anoi is not mufka of virus, because if it would be mufka of virus, Rashi wouldn't have to resort to the Shabbos book. Now let's see, the Ritva discusses this more, and he mentions the pshat of the Raibet, and then he's masik on the Raibet, and he mentions his own pshat. So the Raibet probably explains the Gemara like Rashi, except that the Ritva doesn't mention in the name of the Raibet that the Raibet emphasizes the fact that he doesn't have a word of it. But the way the Raibet explains the Gemara, Pirush Raibet going to Pashto, Shosav Achilah, who Yichilah Bilochem, Vichadam Alu Yishem Bidimomi, who Yichilah Bilochem, do me the Trumat Meir. So it equates it with Trumat Meir. So in other words, it's not about koyo bias, because lochem implies that it has to have a substantial value. So the Raibet Shite also appears that it's not about koyo bias. Then the Ritva has his own pshat in the Gemara. So he says that Esrik Shalore, so he says as follows. So he is massive, and Rashi and the Raibet, because according to Rashi and the Raibet, Eskri Shalom is only possible to fish when there is a requirement of Lachem, but Yom Tov Sheni, when Shol is kosher, so there is certainly no Aloche of Lachem, so it should be kosher according to Rashi and the Raibet. And he says no, Eskri Shalom, the Mishnah says Eskri Shalom is possible, it means it's possible in Yom Tov Sheni. So why is it possible in Yom Tov Sheni? So he says, because since it's also Banoye, it's in it with Sreife, and this which requires a Shio, so we say, Ptus and Achmish Yore. So he doesn't have a Shio. So it's possible, even on the Shio. Banoche, the Tumet Mio, go all the ground, the Pigim, Tsun, Kom Shivo, which will be Chosel in Mide, Mikai, Mori Sreife, Uch, Tus and Achmish Yore, El Hore Koma. Marso, the Shim, Beta Achille, because it's all like the Hore Koma. The Marso, the Black Time, the Tus and Achmish Yore. Ikel, the Mifzele, will be Mishi, yes, which will be Chosel Achille. Marso, and the Adamandoma says that because of Heterachil, we couldn't pass it, but we pass it apart from the Pusimach Meshur, because it doesn't have any money. Vachil in Trume, Vaskil in Doikoma, Marzova Meshur, the Achil, the Machine, the Amor Leilo, and the Machine Menes Lisreif, Uchtusimach Meshur, Vashtachil in Kai Meshur, the Kol Shor. So Ibret Achil means in the Israel. So Mele Yid in Trumet Meo, but it's also in the Israel. It's not also about Noe, but it's in the Israel. So Mele Yid to say that in Shure. So it's possible called Shiva. Called Shiva. He says, Umahai Tani Nami Mishin Shom Truma, Mikim Yochot Elam Lasoki. Umiyu, Aval Pish, Rashoy Lohon, it's not even so possible. But it's still in the Israel. The Rabbah's a Republic Bo. El Nosso Nima means Achit. So he says, what Rabbah says is, he doesn't have preference to Ole. There is a Dimome. And the only reason that's why Ole can appreciate is because it went to Achille. So it's possible on Shiva, but apart from the Dim, if the Esri can be required in Shiva, so then Esri Shalom would be kosher. And we couldn't pass that on the basis of any of the moment, because Esri Shalom already has a Dim moment, he has fights. So the Mitzvah says in so many words that in Isur Anoye there is bias. In Isur Anoye there is bias. So far we see that only the Rashbo and the Ram in Arizoy hold that Isur Anoye is moved on bias. And then we see that this is the intuition that we both is explicitly that Isur Anoye is not moved on bias, and furthermore, that he, according to one portion in Tetzves, so he could even be Kaddish in Isur Anoye. He could even be Kaddish in Isur Anoye. And the only reason why he didn't finish it is because it shows on Kadaite. So Tetzves is that Isur Anoye is not moved on bias, and there could be Machloye and Isur Anoye. That's Tetzves. And then the Shita of Rashi is that Isur Anoye is not moved on bias as such. But Isur Anoye is moved here for him, because for him implies that it has very substantial value. So that's only Dabi Guen, Dabi Esri, nothing but Dabi Guen. So Rashi Shita is that it also has bias. And then the Ritva Shita is explicitly that it has bias. And the only business bias in Shalom is possible is because of Tuzin Akhti Shure, but if not for Tuzin Akhti Shure, as in Shalom would be kosher, because there is in the morning, it has bias. Now, then the Ksavis, in Simen Tokei, so he is the diet from Rashi's worship. In Bobakame. Now, we won't die from Rashi's Moshin Yusuke that Isur Anoye is not moved on bias, only that it's not Lohem, because Lohem implies it should have a substantial value. Because it seems it doesn't have a substantial value, but it's not moved on bias as such. But the Tzisachation in Simen Topay, in the Jewish, he is dying from Rashi's Moshin, The Gemara in Bava Kami, Daphne Hei says that Daphne Hei Yom Dab, Tone Rabon, Sheer Shehei is actually Mi Madim. So then it's not also Bava Kami, it comes also Bava Kami, only after Madim. Mochrei Mochrei, Dikdi Shei Mundesh, Shochtei Psoi Mundesh, Herzir Rishim Alubis Bolo Pumuzer, Mishen Mi Madim Hei. So Mochrei Mochrei, Dikdi Shei Mundesh, Shochtei Psoi Mundesh, Herzir Rishim Alubis Bolo Pumuzer. So Rashi says, the Kiddush in the Mikdash, the Lav, the Roshus, and the Mora, the Koya, the Kiddush. So, the same Sakhation is divided from this question of Rashi. Why doesn't Rashi say, the Kiddush in the Mikdash, the Hishalei, the Hishalei, the Hishalei, the Hishalei, the Hishalei, Rashi doesn't say, the Hishalei, the Hishalei, Rashi says, because it's not Roshus, now there is another Allah, that goes on with Yashua, Bible, Shnei, the Hishalei, so the Nixel cannot be Magnish either, even though he is a Bible, because he doesn't have possession of it. He doesn't have control of it. So Mele, Isur Anoye is also an example of being a Meshusim. Because what is Meshusim? Meshusim means custody, control, possession. So Nixel, Bimtzias was not in possession because it was taken away from his Meshus. Now Isur Anoye, he, even though he has it in his own house, but he has no custody, no control over it, he cannot be used, he cannot use it in any way. So maybe it's not precious. So the thing says that according to Rashi, Isur Anoye is not moved by violence. And that we can be dying from the Rashi Musuke, except that the thing doesn't mention the Rashi Musuke. But he's dying from the Rashi Musuke, that Isur Anoye is moved beyond precious. Isur Anoye is moved precious. But we have to say that Tetzves is chilek, even unbending, because Tetzves in Kiddushin has the kasha, who winds and comes to Isur Anoye in Kiddushin, and Tetzves keeps to the Kibbutzim. One time it is because the value of the Anoye, Shalik Ibar HaNosa is less than the Kute, so if the value of Shalik Ibar HaNosa of the Isur Anoye would be Kute in Bahamish and in Kiddushin, and the second time it is because it shows up the banking, and the Isha would say, I am Sinadas, then she will be Mekadeshes. But in order to be Mekadeshes, he has to be marked in the Kesef Torah. He thinks if she did be like Rashi will come at the bay, that his anointing is not moved from violence, but it's moved from Meshuzin. So goes from the Siasha Bible, she didn't have the Hakish, Zerbishin Shalay, Zerbishin Meshuzin. So this is going to ask, she should be religious. So we see that this is very Ibn and Rashi. So in other words, we have seven Shitas in the Tatu Zeranoi. We have Shitas of Shemi, the Rashbo in the Ram, that the Rashbo in the Chubas. That his Ramah is moving up by the Zombie, and that's the Ramah Shibbe too. And then we have the Shibbe of the Ritvo, who says in so many words that it's not moving up by us. And then we have the Shibbe of Rashi. So when you combine the Rashi, you get the Rashi here. So the Shibbe of Rashi means that his Ramah is not moving up by us, but it's moving up to a Shusei. So the Mila Akhloi is not how. And we have the Shibbe of Places, in the Dushi Dabungo, that it's neither Mufke or virus, nor is it Mufke. Now the question is, how will Tetzves in Pushin explain this Gimorim Volkami? Gimorim Volkami says here, I don't know, Shere Shere Nitzah Shomei Nidba Dini Mochri Mocho Vishin Mugdesh, and so on. And Mishin Nidba Dini Mochri Mocho Vishin Mugdesh, so why is it Mugdesh, why is it Mocho? So Rashi explains it on the basis of any Meshusen. But the God of Jesus in Bushin did the Shusek. So why Mochre in the Mocho? Why Shin? Now, so we can explain this Gemore of Mochre. So Rashi says, now, why is it that gap? So you can't explain it on the basis of the premise that it's an analytical virus and maybe it becomes Evka. Because here, Kabechen is reference to the case of Shiranis Koshuch Meido. So that means that everything was victorious. So it turns out from Apreya, it's retroactively determined that he was never Osavan, if it's Uzmaido. So that means that retroactively determines that the Shiranisku never was Osavan. It's only we thought that it was Osavan. Subjectively, it was Osavan. But objectively, it wasn't Osavan. So maybe we cannot say that the reason why it's FKR is because it's Ranoye was Makia the virus. So how does Rashi explain that? So Rashi explained this is how the Tzeis Sidon Topei explains it. The reasons why it's not good, but it's not healthy, because it's Ranoye itself is Makia virus, because here it's Husbaido. So maybe it's retroactively determined that it was never also Ranoye. Only in our mind it was about me, subjectively, but in reality it was never also about me. So why is it also about me? Why is it Efker? Because the wonder is that the Baal Sheranisko, the moment best was came up in it, he knows that it's destined to be executed and that he cannot tell Anoye. So the Meile is himself man, because he's himself man. So then, Omar, we start with the time of Rabbi Yechanan, King Amrel in Yom Vashere. Avrom, who Robashere? Who bats me in the Yehudiye? Do we Robah? Do we master it? We Torah, who might say? So that was, when does Rabbi Yechanan say that Kolamar Zim Rizochabe, in the original meaning, testified that this Shere here was nearby by somebody else, not by the owner. So the male and the owner really thought that they even were the MS. So the melee he was mafia, even though he didn't say it. But there is an undane that in his heart he was mafia, an undane mucha. Mashenki, they testified that it was nearby, the owner himself, so he knows that they didn't testify falsely. So the melee, he hopes that he'll be able to get a demon who mustn't be saying. So the melee, there is no undane that he was mafia. So anyway, so we see from this Gemara, we see that when something becomes osa banoye, so that there is an infinite, then the first moment it becomes osa banoye, he's matka. He's matka. So the pshat could be, according to Tetzis, Nidush, that Yisra'aloy is not mukta v'ayis, and Yisra'aloy is not mukta v'ayis. Why is it more in the that when they say, we should eat matin and mocha and mocha, we should eat matesh, because the first moment it's not matin, he's already mafkia. So then he cannot be matin. It's not his, he cannot be matin. Now, the strange thing, so that's one way of explaining this Gemara in Bobakala are really cases. The strange thing about it is the pshat of the Rajbo. Is the pshat of the Rajbo in that Gemara. Now the Rajbo certainly has no difficulties in explaining that Gemara because the Rajbo Shini in the Chubek in Top French Gimu is that Yisra'aloye is moved from virus altogether. He's moved from virus altogether. And then he says, he mentions Yerushalmi. And then he says that he thinks that even though our Gemara he says him and says Kosra Yisra'aloye is kosher, and it doesn't distinguish between Yisra'aloye and Rabbanan, Yisra'aloye and Raisin. But since our Gemara doesn't say to the contrary, it doesn't spell out to the contrary of the Yerushalmi, so why should we say that there is a machlekes? And then he says, even if you are going to say that our Gemara is chilek, but in regard to Gdushin, we certainly should say that our Yisra'aloye the Raisin Shtab Gdushin is possible. So, but then the Rashba Shite appears, in the Chubes appears that Yisra'aloye is Mufka Bias. So he certainly does not have any difficulties. He shouldn't have any difficulties explaining the Gemara in Bolakame of Mocha in Mocha and Ishe Gdush. Still, there are Gdushin and Rashba in Bolakame. So he says that the reason is why Mochel and Mochel and the Gdeche in Mukdesh is because who wants to buy an Ishaya Lechasabad? So it's a Mikatoes. But how about Tushi? He doesn't discuss it. But how about Hendesh? So, in other words, it's not Shayach to use the expression Toes in Dabi Hendesh, but since Gabi Hedyet, so the average Hedyet wouldn't want to acquire title in something Rosh Banoye because it's only burden. I mean, so why should he acquire title? So mainly the Gabi Hedyet, there is no Dasech. There is no Dasech. It's not Shayach to say Toys in Gabi Hedyet, but since a Hedyet doesn't want, so mainly Hedyet is not Chalim. Heck is the hell. But the Rashba explains it on the basis of Toys, of Mokatoys. The Rashba didn't have to explain it on the basis of Mokatoys. The Rashba could have explained it very simply because it's moved from virus. So we have to say that in view of the fact that the Rashba would be Jewish and not French Himu, so he's not 100% sure that because we get our Yisra'aloye and Yisra'aloye, the right is possible. He says he's disposed that way. And then he says, but feeling the Toema, that because we get our Yisra'aloye, the Raiz is kosher, because since our Gemara is Seisei, so our Gemara is still in Yerushalmi. So there was a tzad in the Rashba's mind that our Gemara holds that Yisra'aloye is not Machinach for your bias. So apparently, the Chidushi Rashba Gemara Kameh is in accordance with the Inti Tzoreima religions. This is what we have to say. This is what we have to say. All right, anyway, so according to Tetzis, we can explain the Gemara in Bobakama in two ways. Either on the basis because he's Mafkir, either on the basis because he's Mafkir, as the Gemara in Tetzis says, we have a Shiranis that you may go, or on the basis of Mekatoyes, as the Hidusha Rajas. Anyway, we see that it's not just a double portion that Yisra'aloye is at for your bias. Now, so if we say, now from the Rashba it appears that the reason is why Yerushalmi says that because we get our Yisra'aloye the Raisin, so it's possible is because it's at for your bias. Because it's at for your bias. But the other issue who mention this being, of course, we get our Israel Anoye, and do not distinguish between Israel Anoye the Isaac and Israel Anoye the Babylon, and Israel Anoye the Babylon. So obviously, they hold that that even when Israel Anoye the Isaac, they get this much. You see the Pesachos from all Israel. So the Rashbashit is considered by the Poskim as a Shitas Yom. Even though the Yerushalmi happens to say it, but all the Poskim mention the Shita of the Rashba, that Kosar Get, and Israel, the Raisi is possible as a Shitas Yom. So in other words, so they hold that our Gemara is Chilul. So what's the Pshat, our Poskim? So before I say that the Machlekes between the Babylon and the Yerushalmi, the machlekes between Bavli and Yerushalmi is on this question as to whether Yisur Anoye is a koyo virus or Yisur Anoye is not a koyo virus. So in other words, those Rishonim do not pass by the Yerushalmi. I mean, most Rishonim do not pass by Yerushalmi. So they hold that Yerushalmi holds that Yisur Anoye is a koyo virus. Is a koyo virus. Masheiki now Gemore. Mashiach in our Gemara holds that Yisur Anoye is not a koyo virus. It's not a koyo virus. But the Arishim might see like the Ram in Abizore, and he says that Yisur Anoye is a koyo virus, and from the Ram here in Hitten, it's not mashma that he limited to only to Yisur Anoye, but not, he doesn't mention. So the question arises, on one hand, the Ram is that Yisur Anoye is a koyo virus. And on the other hand, the Ram Shidi is that appears to me that Kosher Yisur Anoye is kosher in Yisur Anoye the Raise. So how can we reconcile these two answers? Now, Yosef in Simen Kuf Chof mentions a certain Shite Kunfres, but it doesn't mean Rashi. When Teitzve says Kunfres, it means Rashi. But when the Bes Yosef says Motsosim Kunfres, it is certain Shite. I mean, it doesn't say it. So it says the Bes Yosef in Simen Kuf Chof. So he says, somebody is given the yoke, he does his parchment, and then he writes again, so they get his kosher. Even though the get is written on the parchment belonging to the Baal, and here it belongs to the Bezel, because he's came in Mishinu, Shemaise, Shemashem, because before it was just a piece of paper, a piece of parchment, now it's a get. So maybe that Shemaise, so that Shin Hashem and that Shin Maitse is both. So he's getting. That's the Tzaka Mishkono. So the Mele, he's Masik and the Kuntres. He's Masik and the Kuntres. The Kuntres says that the get cannot be gone. I mean, the paper cannot be gossled, because if the paper is gossled, then the get is gossled. So the Yosef says, we go to the get. You go to the because I get kosher. Mishkos Rabbin and Sof Mishim Ramah, because he's getting Mishim. Be my safe case, we are getting snowball, I forgot my head. Lekem should get from the bus meeting. So mainly he is massive. And the Kuntres says that if he doesn't the parchment, so then it is possible. So he says it's not possible because he's Kenyan Mishino. But in this case, it's not possible. But in the case where no Akroya was made and it was not Nitzel, then it is possible. If it is Nitzel, then it's Kenyan Mishino. But if it was not Nitzel and no Akroya was made, then it is possible because it's natural. Alright, so there is a secret of Isapol, the Piskechube, in Simon Kuf Hopei, mentions the secret of Isapol. So the Piskechube discusses this question of Kosvi Getal Surabaye. The Piskechube mentions the Jewish Rajman of Shalme, but it turns out that all the Rishani assume that our Gimor is Chalitami of Shalme, that our Gimor is Chalitami of Shalme. Mimele. So according to our Gemara, so because we get on Surah in the Hadise, so it's Kosher. So he has the Kashe, why is the Kosher? But so many Rishonim say that it's difficult virus, and then the Ramo, the Ramo, I think, it's top patient war, or top patient test, in Chesule. So the Ramo in Chesule mentions the Rashbo that Kosvi Geta is Ramay the Rais is possible, but it mentions that Rashbo that is Ramay is a Koya Bites. This is what he mentions in the name of the Rashbo, that is Ramay is a Koya Bites. But at the same, so the question arises, if it's a Koya Bites, so why is the Ramo, why does the Ramo make the comment when the Bechava passes, Kosher and Surah Noe Kosher, and he doesn't distinguish between Surah Noe and the Raisi and the Surah Noe and the Ramon. So it's much for him by Surah Noe and the Raisi, it's Kosher. Why does the Ramon say, the Yeshi, Jewish Rajbo, that is Surah Noe and the Ramon, and we Surah Noe and the Raisi, that when he himself, in Ilches Buret, mentions the Rajbo, that the Surah Noe is have Koyo Pais. He mentions. So the Pisapom says as follows, that there is a machlokes between the Kuntres and the Mesiosi. The Kuntres says that if the Baal gazled the parchment, then he won't be there, so then it's possible. Because it's gazled. And the Mesiosi says, in that case, that case it's not possible, because it's in the machine, as the Rama says. But it is possible in the case where it wasn't mixed. But it wasn't nicknamed, it wasn't transferred to the Baal. So then it is possible because it's not enough. So he says, and this is not Muchach anyway. So the Sabrom says that there is a machleket between the Kuntres and the Siosef. What's the Pshat in the Nosa? Now the Gemara says, so what's the Pshat in the Nosa? So according to the Kuntres, the Nosa only implies that in the Baal writes on a parchment that belongs to somebody else, then it's not good. That's why the Gemara has an abaye that Kofom and Beis, Hoyom Ruzoki, Hoyom Home Bachome, Hoyom Ruzoki, Bitavle, Shinishalo, Biget Kosovo Leo, Vare Yetzom Tarasode, Mal, Miam Luna, Kriak Nisale, Hoy Dilmo Nisho Yodakmi. So the Gemara is Mivare on the Tisha Yodakmi. So the only reason why it's good is because the Isha knows. The Yishe is not ignorant, and the Yishe knows that the Yet has to be written on the cloth of the Baal. So the Mele, even though the cloth or the tablet belongs to her, so there is a presumption that she intended to be matched to the Baal. But otherwise it would be possible. So according to the Kuntres, we know some only implies that if the Yet is written and the cloth belonging to somebody other than the Baal, then it's possible. But suppose the cloth is the cloth shall have care, then it's kosher. That's the reason why the Kuntres says that im hoyo ha cloth gozel. So it is possible. But the Yosef says no, if the cloth was naturally. So the Yosef she thinks that it's not enough that it doesn't belong to somebody else. It has to belong to the Baal. and heave the bowel wide the gate, and the crowd shall have care, so then it's also possible. That's the problem. So, that with Yosef Shiti is that Amitrav shall have care. It's possible, that is certainly true. But the other Hanochet by the Pisagon, that according to the Kuitres, so the Pisagon implies that the get is possible is if the club belongs to somebody other than the bar. But if the club doesn't belong to anybody, it's Hefkia, then it's Kosher. Mimele, so according to the Kuitres, he answers the question. How is it that the Surah Anoye, that the Kosra of the Surah Anoye, and all the Shemin except the Rajpo, passed even the Surah Anoye, the right says of its Kosra. But that some of the Shemin will say that the Surah Anoye is a foreign virus, and the Rabbo in the Surah passes like that. So the Mele, and here there is a Lohan in Yosan, so he says the Rabbo would agree with the Shita of the Kutras, not with the Shita of the Shosan. All right, so. That only explained Rabbo, it doesn't explain the Chabal. Chabal is the Bes Yosef. And admittedly, the Bes Yosef holds that because I get our Hefkia, the parchment of Hefkia, so it's possible. So, it's more mistaken that everybody agrees, not only the Bes Yosef. The Kuntres also agrees that the Nosan implies that it has to belong to the Baal, not that it shouldn't belong to somebody else. Because the Rosh Nagmor is Ishot, whether Ishot died or acted, if it's not necessary that it should go to the Baal, so why does the Ishot have to be marked in the Baal? Let the Ishot be marked to the club. The Gemara says the Ishot has to be marked with the Baal. So let me tell Israel that we know some implies that that the get has to be written on the parchment that belongs to the Baal. Oh, but then the question is, now, all the Mishnah passes from the Machaber and Ramon, that possibly how Mr. Ramon is kosher. And the Mashmoyes is in Mr. Ramon, he writes it. But if the Ramon himself passes like a Rajbo in the Chesluve, that Mr. Ramon is up for your violence. Mr. Ramon is up for your violence. And then another question. Let's say, according to Rashi means that Mr. Ramon is not up for your violence. But as the same sentiment of faith points out, from Rashi that the name of Okane, that is a boy of Yoshuse. Now, it wasn't the Seal Shabbari, the Shneem and the Chilu Lahakish, Zelly Fishing in Shalei, the Zelly Fishing in Yoshuse. So the Mele, how can we be Makne? The Yosan. So the Tzeis Acheshen is Simen Roish Beis, Reish Beis, is the Chalish in the Tfilish I mentioned at the moment. That Ged doesn't even require Hakmoye from the Baal, just disintegrating. Just disintegrate. And the eye of the sensation that get doesn't require, that get does not require a hakloye, or just the sine trade is the fact that the Isha can be the Rashid Balkor. How can one cannot become anything Balkor? So if it had been required that the Isha should be kept in the paper, not only should receive the paper, the gift, but should be kept there, while call for should require title in the parchment. So that's a value that gift doesn't require any kiyoni. It only requires the same thing. And then the other value is this price of course on the Suramoy is kosher, and then we have the Suramoy price. Now, so if the Isha had to be Kene, so the Baal had to be Matre, and then the Tzeis, and she does it, what is the guy from Rashi, he attributes no Mishnah. Even the Mishnah, he says, even the Mishnah will say, like the Ritva in Sukkot, not only does she have to receive the get, there has to be a nisine, but she has to be tainted get also. And I once explained in the Rashi Shite that get can be acquired through kinyanagi. Now, how, so the Rabban, the Hashbor, the Achirik, how can it be valid through kinyanagi? There is a lot of nisine, and the infinite about amkarki is possible. So why should agil be better than the infinite about amkarki? So I said, that by get there are two halachas. First of all, by get she has to take, and then there has to be a nisine. So as far as the nisine by the Gemara of Harushima, so the nisine was on the basis of chotzer, through chotzer, but the kinyan chotzer could not take it back because the shikya of the shabbos in the inner mitzia is that when it's chotzer came there, the chotzer belonged to the bala chotzer first, and then the chitzis came into the chotzer. But if the chitzis came into the chotzer before the bala chotzer became the owner of the chotzer, like the treasures that are found in an old cave cell that were placed by the old Canaanites thousands of years ago, so the chotzer couldn't became the cave cell, couldn't became the chitzis. So in the way, every generation through itom hachatzim or boim or keachot. So if he puts the get, the Baal puts the get in his chotzer, and then he's making the chotzer to the Isha, so the get came to the chotzer before the Isha became the Baal's chotzer. So anyway, the king of chotzer would take it back. So as far as the city is concerned, there is no such requirement that the chifetz has to be placed in the chotzer after the chotzer is already the property of the Baal chotzer. So in regard to Nisine, so we apply the halacha of Nisine Chatzer Boim Keachot. But in regard to Kinyan Chatzer, we cannot apply the concept of Nisine Chatzer Boim Keachot. So that's how we are. But anyway, so we said, not like it says, that there is a requirement of a Kinyan too. So in other words, so the Baal has to be makle. So the question arises, according to the Rashi, the Rav, I mean, how can the Baal be makle? It's a Boim virus. And it's actually a virus, and even though the Hashbo is more disposed towards the Shite, that our Bimon is not Chelikat Yerushalme, but we see from the Hashbo in the Chidushim of Molokame that he accepts the other Shite too, and in the Jewess, he's not so sure about it, he just is disposed towards the Shite. And the Ram Shite is certainly that Isur Adoye is a coronavirus, so then, and Rashi Shite is that it's not a coronavirus, but it's a coronavirus. If it's a coronavirus, how can he be garnished with the gate that was written on Isur Adoye Christ? Now, the Bach says that, now, Tensei says, Tesis says that Chofon Beis, that even though Kosri Geta Yisur Adoye is kosher, so he says, Apo Gab Gosso Michti, Do Misane Yisur Adoye, Pashtes Aloshin of Tesis is, that, so Tesis says, that Oser it is Oser to write the Geta Yisur Adoye, but the Eved, if he did write the Geta Yisur Adoye and he gave it to the Isha, so the Isha is precious. But also it is also. Now then the Bach says that the Pashtus Haloshin of the Rambam, the Tur, and the Smag is that it's Mutar Lechatchile to write the Geta Yisur Adoye. That's what the Bach says. Now, this is what the Bach says. So he says, get your kosher in the Mechaber said the Simon of Chodala. Get your kosher in Surah Anoy in Kosher. Get your kosher in Surah Anoy in Kosher. So, Mashka Adedevet Kosher, Abul Hadchil Osa, Vahayne Kidas Tesis, he's still with him, because Tesis says that Chokom Beis, that Lechadchil it's Osa. But then he mentions in the name of Tesis, this will okay. We should have a key you, Miss Sanna, Miss Surah. So he doesn't say the Havi Misan in Israel. The Bishmuel says the Havi Kiyu Misan in Israel. So in other words, he assumes that even according to these days, that it's also a Hatri, it's only also a Rabbah. But with Raisi is not. Now, the Prichodosh is ready. The Prichodosh says that according to these days, it's also a Raisi. But from the Bishmuel, it's Mashma, that even according to these days, it's only also a Rabbah. Because he is not Mamesh Misan in Israel. Yeah? The Havi Kiyu Misan in Israel. If he meant that it's Mamesh Eber with Reise Mitzanoe, he wouldn't say the Have Kiyu Misan. Kiyu Misan Misanoe means Merze Kimisan, but not Mamesh Misan. Avlaramba Batu Machil Machil Hakri. The Prichodo says that according to Tetzves, it's Mashma. That according to Tetzves, it's also to write the get with Hakriwe with Reise. According to Jesus. It's also to write the get with Hakhil and Raisi. But there is no doubt that according to the Rambam and the Torah, so it's not only that the get is kosher, it's even muter with Hakhil. Now the question arises, why should it be muter with Hakhil? After all, he has an oye. He writes an oil, and a leaf of oil, and a leaf of fire cap. He writes. So then, so he has an oil. Why should it be muta mechatchile? So it's kosher, even though it was done mitzvah. So that doesn't affect the hechsher of it. So he was even mitzvah. So what? But the Rambam and the Torah saying that it's muta even mechatchile to write it. Now I forgot to mention one thing when I mentioned what the Beis Avraham says that. The machlokes between the Putras and the Beis Yosef as to whether the Nosan implies that the get has been written on the paper belonging to the Baal. This is the shita of the Beis Yosef. And the shita of the Putras is that it only implies that it cannot be written on paper belonging to somebody else, but if it's written on paper, shall have care. So then it's kosher. So I said that, of course, that according to the Beis Yosef, the Nosan implies that it has to be written on paper that belongs to the Baal. But even the Kuntras will agree that the Nosan implies that it has to be written on paper that belongs to the Baal. But the Kuntras mentions that a deal that is contrary to the Shita of the Ramah. The Ramah says that if the Baal doesn't the parchment, and then you own the get. So then the get is kosher, because the Baal is king in the parchment. With Shin Hashem, Shin Maizeh. So the Kuntras apparently is chilin. Why is the Kuntras chilin HaMechideh? I mentioned last time that most Meshachim say that the Eved, this requirement that the parchment has to belong to the Baal applies only to the moment of the Nesine, but it doesn't apply to the Xine. In other words, the Eved is kosher, even if at the time of the Xine Saged, the parchment did not belong to the Baal, the parchment belonged to the Xine. However, the Marshal and Miss Yosef, they say that even though the parchment was transferred to the Baal after the Xine, before the Nesine, but if at the time of the Xine, the title in the parchment was vested in the Zeke, but not in the Baal, it's also possible. And the washing of the washing like that, the washing of the washing, the Torah like that. But many of the Nisikeirim of Mishkonov say that the Rosh only requires that as a precautionary measure. In other words, that the Zeke should be marked in the parchment to the Baal before the Xine, because if it's not marked before the Xine, maybe you'll forget that the Xine. But if the Eved, if he was makhle after the Xive, even though the parchment, title in the parchment was not vested at the time of the Xive in the Baal, so it's kosher. But the Beis Yosef and the Marshal say that it's possibly right. So it seems that the Kuntres also agrees with the Beis Yosef that the Nosan implies that the parchment is belong to the Baal. But the Kuntres shita is like the shita of the Beis Yosef, not by neither machinery, that not only does it have to belong to the Baal at the time of the Xine, it has to belong to the Baal at the time of the Xine as well. At the time of the Xine as well. So Mele, that the Shita of the Beis Yosef too. So Mele, the Kuntra says, that he, the Baal, cast the parchment, and then he wrote the get on it, so the get is possibly the right. Why? So the Rama says no. The Rama says he's the get is kosher. Why? Because the Baal was given again. Fushin Maisen Shin Hashem. So Bishlein may call him Tov, and the Rabbi Yosef agrees with Rama. So Bishlein may call him Rabbi Shemi Duach, and the Rabbi Yosef. And who say that Vinosanon implies that title in the pouch has to be vested in the Baal at the time of the Sine, but it doesn't matter that at the time of the Sine, the Baal didn't have title in the pouch. So then we understand the Ramashi. But Rabbi Yosef himself, how can he endorse the Shita of the Rama? His Shita is that Rinosan implies the title in the parchment has to be vested in the Baal in the time of the Xive. So how is the get that was written on parchment that the Baal doesn't have something? Kosher. Why? Because the Baal, the Gazan, was taken for Shinu Maise and Shin Hashem. When is the Shinu Maise affected? At the Xive. But prior to the Xive, there was no Shinu Maise. So Memele, according to Rabbi Yosef, so Shite, it should be possible. How is it that Rabbi Yosef endorses the Shita of Rama? The answer is, it's Bibasachas. Because Bibasachas with the Xive, so then he requires time. So the Shita of Rabbi Yosef is that we apply this longness of Kitov V'yodoboy Gerd. I mean, I mentioned that as a Rosh. It's not a meaning of Kitov V'yodoboy Gerd. In other words, of Bibasachas. Even though at the time of the Xive, title has to belong, has to be vested in the Baal, but he is simultaneously in the Xive. So title becomes vested in the Baal, that's the Shidu. The Shidu takes effect, takes place when? At the course of the Xive. So it's also right. That's the Shidu of the Yosef, but the Shidu of the Kutras is, we don't apply the longness of Basakas. So the Mele, since the Kutras agrees with the Yosef, the title has in the parchment has to be vested in the Baal at the time of the Xive, so it has to be vested in the Baal a moment before the Xive, and it will not conform to the requirement of Nosan if Basachas simultaneously in the Xive title in the parchment to become vested in the Baal. So that's the Shita of the Kutras. But the truth is that the Kutras also agrees that Rinosan implies that title in the parchment should be vested in Baal, not that it should be vested in somebody else. That's not enough. Anyway, I mean, I forgot to mention it. Now the question arises, now, the Rambo himself passed things like the Rashbo, that Isuramun is according to bias, and still he doesn't make the covenant. That only Kosar Isuramun the Rabbon is kosher. So that was the implication is that even Isuramun writes it's kosher. As only as he points out that the Shitas Rajo, who passes like the Roshalm, is the Shitas Yochim. So the question is, how can we reconcile on one hand the Shike that is a Koyo virus, and on the other hand, that Kosar Isuramun writes it's kosher? After all, if it's a Koyo virus, so there is no Akroye, and so the Ishi cannot be came from the Baal again, so why is it Roshan? Now there is a Gemore in Rosh Hashanah, I'm sorry, no. Gemore in the Chumash. Now we have to understand also the Shita of the Rambam in the Tur. They say that Kosar Isuramun is Roshan in Mechatzir, so it's not in Leibon Yisrael. And then the Bishmuel says, in regard to Jason that says that it's also a Hatkele, so it's Mashma, it's only also a Rabbon. Even though the Pashtis Amoshka of Jason stands to indicate that it's also a Rabbon. But the Mishmuel says that even according to Jason, it's only also a Rabbon. Why shouldn't it be also a Rabbon? And why is it put on the Gamma of the Hatkele according to the Rabbon of the Tour? After all, he has a Noe, put it in Surabi. Now there is. And then it continues into that Kudal of Gala. So the Gemara says, Yuchesin, Echot Sandlamuzkiam. Sandlamuzkiam means that if there was a mega tzoras in the summer, and there is a loch of Nige tzoras in Batim, in Godin, in Kerim, so it might be Muzkiam, it might be Muchem. So, Echot Sandlamuzkiam, Echot Sandlamuzkiam, the Echot Sandlamuzkiam is the Hobbit. It's a Surah Noy. Loy Tachlins, in Chotzoch, in Tzosoch Sheiro, So Rashi said as follows. Muchlet kedamor, shatilu vishasrei kekorobeg, vilav milet von dir unser Baum, vishal nizkob im Nam. So there are two problems in connection with the sandal. Sandal shalav nizor. There are two problems. One problem is because of Tfusetach the Shur. So a sandal shalav nizor is a English rape. And the sandal of Chlitze requires a shear. What is the shear? It has to be ripped, it has to cover the rubei of the soul. The rubei of the soul of the man of the yom. So it has a shear. And if, so there is a loch, anything that requires a shear, it is anything good. So to select the shiure. So why is it kosher? So why is sandal shalav nizore? The Eved kosher is clear enough. But the Eved, if the chlitze was done with a shoe of a nizore, so it's kosher. Why is it kosher? So the answer is, so Rashi says, because the Gemara has reference to a nizore shalakim. A nizore shalakim is bitl. So the Mele, it's not destined to be Israel. Because the chomim can't be battled. So then it won't have to be in Israel. So the Mele, we don't apply the halacha to Sedat Yishuv. In Ochan Amri, it will be a Mizor Shal Yisrael. So then the Chmitze never will be possible. Because of to Sedat Yishuv. But we are dealing with a Mizor Shal Akum. So the Mele, these were accounted in Buddha. So this is how we dispose of the problem of to Sedat Yishuv. Because it's not destined to be in Israel. There is a way of preventing slavery. You let the Chomim be mevatel al nizore, so we won't have to burn it. But then there is another problem, it's also about the egg. V'i mishu misura noye, chlitze lava noye, the mitzvah slav lehenes nito. The mitzvah slav lehenes nito. This is what Rashi says. So the Chidush HaRambam, in Yevomis, explains the Rashi. So he says, true, that is far true. By chlitze there is a kiva mitzvah too. When the yom is chilitz, gives chlitze to the yom, is in kind of mitzvah. The whole tzonala yom. So he's in kind of mitzvah. She might also be in kind of mitzvah. So as far as the hanoye that is involved in the kiva mitzvah, so he said, mitzvah lava is. But the question is, there are other hanoyes. Other hanoyes, besides the hanoy of the kiva mitzvah, the fact that she becomes allowed to get married without the chlitze, so then she has to stay in agune. She cannot get married. And through this, sandal shall al mizore, so she gets a heter to get married. Isn't that hanoy? This is a hazardic hanoy. That's not a ruchnik hanoy. That's not the hanoy of kiva mitzvah, so it should be osea. So it should be osea. So he says, "Ba'avon gad yochet ba'el ansupe uveloy chlitze l'nasro kivdoy makiv ba'el mitzvah lavanoy." Why doesn't she get married without chlitze? Because the Torah says so. But without the Torah, she could get married without chlitze. So in other words, so the only reason as to why she has Amalei is because she wants to conform to the Dina Torah. So in Mele, it's not considered Osea in Surah Noah. Because what comes within the Yisrael Noye, if it is a Noye that without recourse to Dine Ator would have Noye. But without Dine Ator, she wouldn't have an Noye. Because without the Dine Ator, without the Aloches that a woman shook before Chlitze is a Sura Mishuk, so she wouldn't have an Noye. So all the Noye that she gets is a result of the Shmiras HaMitzvahs. So the Mele, it comes within the Aloche of Mitzvahs HaMitzvahs. This is what Rambam says. Now, the Mele, we raise the question, why does the Rambam and the Torah say that Kosher HaMitzvah HaNoi is Kosher HaMitzvah HaTzvah? But Chosam HaNoi, she has HaNoi. So the Bach says, because she is not Mishamter HaNoi. So the Prechodesh raises the question that Bach, what do you mean she's not Mishram? She certainly is Mishram Telanoi. She wants to get married. And she knows without the get, she won't get married. She won't get married. And then the Prechodesh raises another question. It saves her, it's Anoi, it saves her money. Because if not for this Isra Anoi, she would have to go to the store and buy a piece of parchment. All right, how much she will have to pay is not important. But so there is Anoye, she gets Anoye because if she didn't write an Isur Anoye, if ten people didn't write an Isur Anoye, so he or she would have to buy a piece of paper and pay a price for it, so let's say Chotzi for it. So it still should be Osea, and then the Anoye that he gets rid of an Ishoro, the Prechoder says, so that's a Yuch Anoye is a Bela Mizu. So, why is it Mutar Lechatchile? The answer is, it's in accordance with the oneness of the Rambam. Here, Rashi says that there is no misadraise of using the Sambo Shalazor. And even though it's mentioned Lechatchile with Tachle, so that's only the Ramon. But with Raise, it's not also to use the Sambo Shalazor for Chlitze. So why? So as far as the problem of Tusidach Mishure, so we are dealing with Avizor Shalak. But how is it Mutam Midraise? How is it Mutam Midraise? So the answer Rashi says, because this is Vavan is Mutam. Vavan Gav Behoche Bayo Vesuve, Uvloi Chlitza Vinasulo, Kintu Imakibu Al Vitzu Avanoi, Uchat Chilu Vitachlitz. So the same terrors we can give on the Kasha of the Chodosh, in the Chanoi Yisak Deo Vizu, because he gets rid of an Isha'o. So, and even if she's not an Isha'o, but he thinks she's an Isha'o. So, but anyway, he has Anoye. The answer is, why does he have to resort to all this trouble of why he can't wish more in the Chuba? Because the Torah says so. But if not for the mitzvah at all, if he wants to get rid of her, he can tell her to get out of my house in the Torah. So, but anyway, the old Anoye that he has, it results from the fact that he wants to conform the mitzvahs at all, because he cannot divorce her without giving her a get. If someone divorces his wife by simply sending her away and abandoning her, so he's even a necessary because of the Ziva Krisus, so the Chinuch says, suppose someone divorces his wife, let's say he divorces her in civil, and he doesn't give her a get, so he's either a necessary. You're not allowed to divorce your wife without giving her a get. So the only reason as to why he has Anoye is because of the mitzvahs at all, or because of the Ziva Krisus. If not for because of the Ziva Krisus, and so then he could get rid of her without writing the get. So mainly he doesn't have any Anoye. Even the Anoye that he saves, the piece of paper, all of that, and it's from the fact that he wants to conform to the mitzvah at all. I mean, the same oneness that the Ramban says here in regard to Sambit Shavuite. So it's true. Or we get our Suranoye. Or we get our Suranoye. So mainly that's the reason as to why the Rambam and the Torah say that it's in Kosher Hatchile. And then the Kosher Mishuel, so if he faces it, says that it's Osam Hatchile, it's only Osam Rabbah. It's only Osam Rabbah. It's not Osam Midraise. It's not Osam Midraise. Why is it Osam Midraise? The answer is because Mitzvah Lava and Slipto. Because all the Anoyes that he gets, she gets, very substantial annoyance, but they all emanate from the fact that they want to conform to the Torah. If there hadn't been a Torah, so it could send them away without anything. So Memele sees all the annoyance result from the fact that there is a mitzvah ator, there is a diri ator, there is a sukkah ator. So Memele will apply the principle of mitzvahs, love lands. So Memele, now that we answer the kasha against the Rambam in the tour, as to why he said that it's put on a tefillah, and why? Because he doesn't develop the mitzvah annoyance, so he can answer the other kasha. The kasha which is raised by the priest ator. So, why is Geta on Yisur Amor in Kosher? And the Pesach of Yisur Amor means that it's Kosher, means it's written on Yisur Amor in the right say. But the Abishayim will say that it's a koil of violence. And even the Abishayim will say it's not a koil of violence, let's say like Rashi, but it's a koil of Yisur. So there couldn't be any Achnoi. So why is it Kosher? After all, there is a Locha of Yinosa that it has to be written, and the parchment belongs to the Baal, and the Baal has to be matched to the Isha, and the Isha has to be Kenyan. Not as the text says in similar page names, that she doesn't have to make a Kenyan. The Tashma says that she has to make a Kenyan, not only in the Sinek Reyeh. So the answer is, just as the Ramon Abizoga says, that one can have a Kenyan in Abizoga Shalak. Why? Because the only reason is why. This move called violence of Sriya is because violence means that you can exercise dominion. But there is no such thing as violence. That's the loneliness of the Rashbondra. There is no such thing as having ownership in an object when you cannot exercise dominion. So what kind of a violence is it? If it only exists in the abstract, and it cannot manifest itself in practical, so it cannot have any tashmish in it. So mainly it's not trying to say violence. Now, so mainly Zuka Noe is moved on violence, because to have violence in the abstract, in the vacuum, doesn't mean anything. Violence means that you have the ability to exercise dominion, to be mishtamish. But it's not annoying. Can you be mishtamish there? Can you derive any benefit? Can you do anything with it? All you can do is just to hang it up there. Maybe even that not. Maybe that will also be annoying. To be gained, to be gained. So what kind of violence? So you can't exercise any dominion in mishtamishes. So mainly it's up for your violence. But in the case where there is a possibility of realizing Mishtamshes, let's say, Abizor Shalak. So there is a way of realizing Tashmish in it. Let's say that would be the battle. So then there can be still two that answers. So Mele, what is he getting it from? What is the to be used for, to be read, I mean, as a manuscript in library? So the whole purpose of the get is to divorce his wife. And if this divorce, this tashish, would come within the Yisrael Noye, so maybe it would be Makia violence. But as the Rambam in the Torah said, in accordance with the oneness of the Rambam, that this kind of Anoye, which emanates from a disposition to be kind of Mitzvah Sator, and without the Mitzvah Sator, there wouldn't be any Anoye. So this kind of annoyance that emanates from the mitzvah sator is not osa. So as Ramban says, that it's not osa to use a sample shalav mizore, to use a sample shalav mizore in chutz. Even though he derives a big benefit, she derives a big benefit from it, she becomes mutal alme, but this is a result of the mitzvah sator. If not for the mitzvah sator, she wouldn't derive any benefit from the chlitze of that sound. So the mele, it's not also banoye. So here too, what is the tashmish of this? Is there any other tashmish besides divorcing his wife? And divorcing his wife, as important as it is for him and for her, but this does not come with the mitzvah, because mitzvahs, love hands need no. So the mele, since it's not yakim, the tashmish, for which the get is aiming, what is the tashmish for which the get is aiming? Divorce. And to serve as an ayah that is divorced, that's also not osa l'anoye. So, Memele, So mainly it's not Rakia Bailas. When do we say, one second, when do we say that the Suranui is Rakia Bailas if the Tashmish for which the Suranui is in, let's say, all the Klaya Kele? So what is the Tashmish of Pelesh or of Pelesh? To be, and this cannot be. So mainly it's Rakia Bailas. But what is the Tashmish for which the get is in? What do you add as a manuscript, as a newspaper, is it aimed to be used to wipe your hands? The get, the result, it's aimed for one tashmish, to divorce his wife and also to serve as an ayah that she is divorced. That she could, if she goes to another place, so she could produce the get in the best in another place, so best will give her a head up to get married. Now, these are the tashmishim for which the get is aiming. And these tashmishim are not osea, because mitzvahs are always nidu. So really it's not Rakia the Bailas. That's the reason as to why cosmic and the same thing is true of Rajashim, that it's not Rakia the Bailas, but it's not Rashusim. Because where is according to the Rajashim the Ram? So the fact that he cannot exercise dominion is Rakia ownership. So Rajashim is no, it's not Rakia ownership, even though he cannot realize any tashmishim. But the fact that he cannot realize any tashmishim is Makia et of Roshusim. Makia Roshusim. But in regard to get, where the tashmish for which the get is written and is aiming, is for divorcing and to serve as a rayon that she is divorced, and that kind of alloy is not in Moser. It's not in Moser. And even according to Tesis, the Shmuel says that it's not also in Haise. It's only also in Rabono. So in Mele, we don't say that it's Mafkir Bailes, or according to Rashi, it's not Mafkir Yoshusim. Now, let's see the Ramban. The Ramban says here like this. First he explains, Rashi, Bim Shri Surah Noye, Chlitze Lava Noye, Dimitzes Lava Lenestan, Vahav Adab Behoch Efayim Anasube, Uveloi Chlitze Lui Nasvelo, Kimdu Lui Matit Vua Lemitzve Lava Noye, Ulchatzchila Lui Tachlitz, Mipnei Shemira Kinevitz. So it's only Rabbah, what's Bei, the holy mitzvahs. Why is it also Mechatzchila to use the Sakhid Shalab Zohar for Chlitze? Because it's Mos. V'yesh Miforesh gets Rashi. V'yesh Miforesh Lechatzchila Lo Tachleit Mishum Dinehemes Shemises Bei. V'im Chotzok Mitzosek Sheiro Nei Dov Yisume Chlitzos Oloi Mishum. That's not Rashi. That is Chelik Am Rashi. Rashi points out that even Chathil it's not also in Reis, because Mitzvah is Lava Elisim. But it's only the Zachlis of Chathil and Rabbono. Because Mois, it's Merze, Kimene. But in Reis it's not also in Chathil. Then he mentions the Shita of Yesh Miforesh, that the Chathil and Tachl it's in Reis. But that does not affect the Chlitz itself. So it's Yesh Miforesh, the Chathil and Tachl it's Mishim Dinehme, Shemises Bein. So the second portion in the Ramban in the Gomez apparently agrees with the Shita of the Prechodosh. The Prechodosh says that it's certainly also the Raisa in Ruchan Moed Beil Yisroel. In other words, he gets rid of her and she gets rid of him. I mean, it's the biggest annoyance that one could conceive under the circumstances. So it's also there. Lechatchile, and the Prechodosh, according to Prechodosh, when Teisve says that it's also Lechatchile, it means it's also Lechatchile. Pashas HaRosh of Teisve says that it's also Lechatchile. Even though, I mean, the Bishmuel says that according to Teisve it's only Lechatchile. Because Teisve says, Teisve discusses Ksuvas Kaka, if it's in the tomb. So he says, in other words, if he wrote the get on the hand of there, the two writing. So then he gave her, he transferred the Eved to her. So then, she's the Goreshet. So Tetzel says, even though it's herself to write it too, but that does not affect the validity of the get. So he was even a Nisya, he wrote it too. But the get is kosher. So he says, it's also the Rabbanon to write it too. Because, so he says, even if it had involved at least other items in the writing of the two, it still wouldn't affect the validity of the get. So the Pashas Aloshin is like the Prechodosh, that the Kohen Tesis is also the Raisi. But the Mishmuel says the Tesis doesn't mean it's also the Raisi, it's almost in Rabbah. But the Pashas Aloshin means like the Prechodosh, because he says, Vakila Habe Hoche is also the Raisi, Mikomo Kimavege. Now, anyway, so the Pashas Aloshin is like the Prechodosh, not like the Mishmuel. But, so we have to say that Teitzah Shite is not like the Shite of the Rashi and Rambam, but like the Shite of the Yishni Forish. Because the Yishni Forish says that when the Gemara says the Sanu Shal Bizon in Tachlitz, it means with Eitzah in Tachlitz. But in Holtz of the Tosek Shem, it doesn't mean. So in other words, so what's the Machlekes between the Rambam, the Rashi and Rambam on one hand, and the Yishni Forish on the other, on this question? You see, the Yishni Forish holds that all that Yitzchak Lehemes Litnu implies is that the Ruchnius, the Kanoye of Kiyum HaMitzvah does not come with the Yisrael. Let's say, Anuye Anoye Mechaveire, so you can steal Yishimen, who are Aser to have Anoye, from Ruvein, so Ruvein can still blow the shofar of Shofar. Because that Anoye of Kiyum HaMitzvah is not the Anoye that the Torah asks. The Torah answers Gashmi is the Kanois, not Ruchni is the Kanois. This the Torah doesn't answer. So that's over there, because the only Anoye that the Mudea has is the Kima Mitzvah. Does he have any other Anoye? I mean, does he become rich and as a result of being Mikhail the Mitzvah of Yashova? Mashaikin here in this case, the Nietzsche devalues a physical Anoye. The greatest Anoye is King Akrari. Without the Ritze, without the Sandal, she would remain in Agunia and would be miserable all her life. So this Hanoi is not the Hanoi of Kima Mitzvah. So Rashi and the Rambam mention such a Mitzvah that even if the Hanoi is a physical Hanoi, but if the physical Hanoi is a result of Ruchlies, of Mitzvah Satorah, and let's say, without the Mitzvah Satorah, there wouldn't be any physical annoyance, because then she could get married to anybody she pleases without it. So Mimele, even the physical annoyance is not considered to be yourself, because it's all a result of the mitzvah sator. That's a big chiddush by Rashi and Rabbah. So the nation before Rashi is ready. So apparently, according to Prichodosh, all this is in conformity to the Shita of the Mishnah Forish. And what Bach says is in conformity to the Shite of Rashi and the Shite of the Rambam. Now then the Rambam rejects the Yishni Forish Shite on two grounds. First of all, he rejects the Shite of the Yishni Forish because they call it the Yishni Forish. It's also mitraise to use his Sandal Shalav Mizorah of it. Why? Because she divides the Anoye of being able to get married. And the Rambam Shite is, but the reason as to why without that she couldn't get married is because of the Mitzvah Sator, or because of the Mitzvah Sator. So Mitzvah Sator lends to you. Without the Mitzvah Sator, she wouldn't derive any physical benefit. So the Mele, it's not, does it come with the Mitzvah? That's what Rambam says. Then, he's really concerned another point of the Yeshiva Forish. The Yeshiva Forish says that it's also the Chatechile because of Mitzvah Noe and the Reis. Still, the Ebeda Chutz is a good Chutz. So the Rambam says, no, that's impossible. If it is also in the rising on the score of the Yisrael Noe, so then it affects the validity of the Chutz as well. And the Chutz is possible in the rising. So he says, we're doing it. We hold it as in a different Chomu Bezi. Robe Elea, Echotze Vechotze Lo Yotzo. Hodor Marobe Echotze Vechotze Yotzo. My time in Mitzvah Lamenzi. Alme, in Nidnu Lehones, Kibishin Yotzo Nehene Vrova Nisure, Vilo Yotzo, Yotzo Vliklum, Vinitzo Shominene Amrinu Do Yotzo. Now, that's Gimore in Rosh Hashanah. So, Gimore in Rosh Hashanah. that compress the cum laude. So Rabbi says, at first Rabbi said that if somebody is the Kiya, Bishifa Shalim or Bishifa Shoshwami, so Echot Zeh Echot Zeh, whether it's the Kiya, Bishifa Shalim or Bishifa Shoshwami, Lo Yotzeh. Lo Yotzeh. Hodoma Rabbi, Hodoma, Echot Zeh Echot Zeh Yotzeh. Mitzvah Slav Lech. So the first, the Rosh Mishnah of the words, that if someone is the Kiya, Bishifa Shoshwami, Bishifa Shalim, and it's Abele, because he's Nenet. I mean, at first they assume that he's either Nisar Aisek, he's Nenet from Kochi, from the Shwomi, from the Evo. So the Evo is not the kind in Mitzvah Shiv. Then Rabbi said, no, he is the kind. Why? Because Mitzvah Slav Lenesim. So it appears from this memorial that if there hadn't been a Locha of Mitzvah Slav Lenesim, if the Hanoi, the Ruchti, the Hanoi of Kiva Mitzvahs would come and give Nisar Hanoi of the Aisek, so then he would be the kind of the Mitzvah of Shiv. But why shouldn't he say, according to the Rabbi's application before it, alright, so it's even Nisar. But why should that preclude the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Shofar? So we see from this, the Ramban says, that where the Kiyum HaMitzvah is the basis, the Kiyum HaMitzvah is the basis of where the Kiyum, where the Avera is the basis of the Kiyum HaMitzvah, so then it couldn't be kind of Mitzvah. So if there had been a halacha of mitzvahs lav lenesim, so then blowing a shofar shalelo would constitute, would involve, and ser hanoye, so the melee wouldn't be the kind of mitzvah. And what he says, and the basis of mitzvah boma. Now, but we shouldn't mix it up with the mitzvah boma avere or the rule of Agosma, because there are two types of mitzvah boma avere. Now there is a Yerushalmi. I mentioned that Yerushalmi many times, but I mean not lately. In Pirkei Yom of Shabbos, Pirkei, so the Yerushalmi says, Matzah psulo in the eats when you cross the Pesach. If somebody doesn't say matzah, then he eats it. Pesach night is not the kind of mitzvah. Why? Because of mitzvah bo baper. Mitzvah bo baper. And from which possibly we use the aloha mitzvah bo baper, so the more in sukkah we use it. But a pesach in gozo, as a pesach is a gozo. Pesach bo baper in gozo. Ma, pesach bo baper in takante, Ab, gozo in gozo in takante, relation with many yush, relation with achar yush. Why? Because mitzvah bo baper. So the more in sukkah says, because of that, so looking on the shame, you're not teaching the rule about it. So, the Yerushalmi here in Ben Gurion says that Matzah Sulu Yetze. Why? Because it's a problem. Then, the Gemara says, Rebbeinu Omar, Ein Aveiro Mitzvah. Rebbeinu Omar, Ein Mitzvah Aveiro. So, in other words, so, there are two Manomas, why Matzah Sulu Yetze. So one says because Rabbi Yehuda says in a real mitzvah, and Rabbi Yehuda says a mitzvah. What's that? And then Yerushalmi mentions the possible. How do we know that a mitzvah? Oh, Omer Abule, Eila ha mitzvahs. We must say that it's worth on the mitzvahs, but in wild evil mitzvahs. Now, so it's two separate halachas. Now the halacha of mitzvah from a real, that's a rule of a kosher, even on the chain is possible. So that doesn't mean that if the person it fulfills a mitzvah as a result of an avere, so the male is not the kind of mitzvah. It doesn't mean that at all. It doesn't.